CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution, who does the podcast, the video cast, with his colleagues each week, The Goodfellas. He is also a very keen baseball fan. I know there have been nights over these many years Bill and I have talked where he's not available because he's going up to San Francisco to watch the Giants. But this time, we're going to talk about the other team of the Bay Area, the Oakland A's. Bill, a very good evening to you. I had not considered why it is that the Oakland A's are rumored to be looking for a new home. I didn't understand it. I thought, well, maybe attendance is off, or maybe it's a smaller city. But you have laid out the reasons, the thinking for the Oakland A's. First of all, let's establish, where do the Oakland A's draw their fans, and where do the San Francisco Giants draw their fans? Because they're right across the bridge from each other.
They are, John. So it's helpful for listeners to look at a map of the Bay Area and understand that the Giants are on one side of the San Francisco Bay and Oakland is another. So the Giants draw their fans from Marin County, which is the other side of the Golden Gate Bridge, the city of San Francisco, which is only about 600,000 people, and then south into Santa Clara County, where I am at Stanford University, and then further south into San Jose and down below that toward a town called Gilroy, the garlic capital of California. So that's the Giants audience. The A's audience, because Oakland's on the east side of the San Francisco Bay, they get an East Bay crowd, which is Alameda County, Contra Costa County. But then you get on the I-80, John, the great highway which goes across the west of to Chicago, and they also draw out to Sacramento. In fact, that's where their farm team is in Sacramento right now. So that's where the two respective fan bases are. And if you talk about picking up the Oakland A's and moving them to, let's say, San Jose, which has been talked about for years, the Giants get very territorial, literally, because they have controlling rights over that turf. The A's would have to buy into or have to buy off the Giants to move there. So it's a fascinating story. Here we are in this midst of fabulous wealth here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and the Oakland Athletics, a very storied baseball franchise, are kind of this poor little waif, this street urchin that just cannot find a home.
Oakland, California, birthplace of Tom Hanks, all that. Mm-hmm. And it's got a future. However, it's not in Oakland, if I understand it. There's a news report that the Oakland A representatives have been visiting Las Vegas. Is that heretical in California to go to Las Vegas?
Well, the Oakland Raiders, now the Las Vegas Raiders, they've moved to Sin City. A lot of Californians who moved to Nevada over the past 5 to 10 years in search of lower taxes. So there are transplants over there. But what's happened here, John, is Major League Baseball has given Oakland permission to look around, meaning they can go to Las Vegas and Portland, Oregon, and Vancouver, Washington, and Sacramento, California, for that list. And they can talk to local officials about whether or not they could house Major League Baseball. Now, there are two schools of thoughts here. One is that Oakland is serious about moving, but the other school of thought is that actually they're just trying to put more pressure on local government to help resolve this, because the A's have a plan to build a stadium. It's a whole kind of larger complex they want to build on the waterfront, but very reluctant city officials to go along with this. So some people think baseball is just trying to turn the heat up underneath Oakland city government to move the wheels along.
You report in your piece for California on Your Mind that once upon a time San Diego, the Padres, the very successful team, faced a similar dilemma. How did they work it out?
So in the 1990s, John, the Padres were playing in a stadium, a dual-purpose stadium. Football was played there, too. It was expanded more so it could hold as a Super Bowl, and it made it just an uglier and less attractive baseball stadium. So the Padres wanted to stay in San Diego, but they wanted their own venue. What they wanted was a ballpark downtown, which is what they got. So here, two things happened. One was smart thinking. They put together a very attractive plan for voters to sign off on, in which they promised voters that they would chip in the Padres for building a ballpark and there would be no taxes involved on voters. But then secondly, John, Providence weighed in, and that this happened in 1998, the year of the vote. In October 1998, the San Diego Padres made it to the World Series unexpectedly. So there they were in October playing the Yankees in the World Series. They got swept. It was a pretty one-sided World Series. But local voters were so over the moon about the Padres being in the World Series, and the Padres players went on a campaign for it, that the momentum from that World Series appearance carried over to the vote, and the Padres got their ballpark approved. So one school of thought here is that maybe the Oakland players have to lobby for it, but here's the catch. Number one, non-election year in California. Number two, Oakland has not been to the World Series since, I believe, 1990. So one way to make this happen would be if the A's were, who are, I think, really in first or tied for first place right now, if the A's were a little more successful in the postseason to get to the World Series, maybe that would create something of a brush fire that could make this happen. But otherwise, it's a very hard thing to do, given Bay Area voters historically do not like to vote for ballparks.
Is there a cultural issue for the Oakland A's because they're owned by a very well-to-do man?
Yeah, this ties into it also. Local media has been very hard on the A's, in particular their owner, John Fisher, whose father, Don Fisher, and Dolores Fisher are the co-founders of The Gap. So Mr. Fisher is quite wealthy thanks to that successful business. So some papers kind of portray this as a wealthy man being rather greedy with this franchise and trying to sort of extort the city of Oakland into helping him out. I don't know if that's entirely true or not, but I do know this about Oakland. It's a city that struggles. It's a city that always lives in San Francisco's more glamorous shadow. It's a city, John, that lost its football team to Las Vegas, as I mentioned. It's a city that just last year lost its basketball team across the bay to San Francisco. The Warriors now play just south of the Giants ballpark in a state-of-the-art place. These are all facilities that were attempted to be built in Oakland, a football stadium and a basketball arena, and Oakland city government could not make it happen. So the A's, if you believe that, you know, that sports, bad sports luck is sort of like airplane accidents and celebrity deaths, and they happen in three, this could be the third Oakland franchise to vamoose.
Now, a puzzle for me, Bill, because I've spent my life on East Coast baseball teams. The idea that the Yankees would leave New York, the idea is that the Phillies would leave Philadelphia, it's impossible. I would know that I was dreaming if this happened. I would say, wake up, John, this isn't going to happen. Right. What is it about California that makes it possible they could leave after all these decades of establishing fan base?
Yeah, well, two things. The Yankees, I remember years and years ago, and there was talk about doing a new Yankee Stadium. Steinbrenger at one point floated the idea of putting it in Jersey. And, of course, everybody went berserk. Put the Yankees in Jersey. The Cubs, John, the Cubs have talked about leaving Wrigley Field and, you know, getting a stadium out in the suburbs of Chicago. And the pushback is fierce. You know, one of the arguments might be, John, is that maybe there's not the same long-term sentimental attachment to some California baseball as there is on the East Coast. The Yankees go back to, well, gosh, they're the Highlanders by the turn of the century. But, you know, we've known the Yankees for a century now. We just passed the century mark of Babe Ruth joining the Yankees. So that is a long multi-general love affair between a team and its fan base. The Oakland A's moved out here in the mid-1960s, the Giants in the late 1950s. They have passionate fans, but maybe it's not as deeply rooted. So that's number one. But the second, number two, is I think sports franchises out here, baseball teams, face the same reality that that voters out here do, citizens do, and that's just affordability. And in the A's case, it's just they can't afford to build their own stadium. And when it comes to building in California, it just becomes, you know, very expensive in terms of regulation and just the cost of doing things here. And so economically, it makes sense to go to greener pastures. And so if there's a city that will accommodate them, they'll listen to it seriously. But the one thing I would caution here is that there are very few cities in America without a baseball franchise right now that are designed that can be capable of housing Major League Baseball, John, because you need a corporate infrastructure to buy skyboxes. But also, John, you have to put, you know, fans in the seats. And so you need 30,000 people a night to show up 80 times a year. And a city like Portland, Oregon, a city like Nashville, Tennessee, a city like Las Vegas, they might be hard pressed to do that. So while the A's have options, I don't think they realistically have that many options. I think they in Oakland are in some regards maybe tied to the hip.
And the governor has billions and billions. Is he available? We have it less than a minute, Bill. I mean, he's giving out money in all directions. Why not a couple of billion to the A's?
Well, if he's giving out about $100 billion, you'd think he could slip a billion under the table to the city of Oakland. But no, it's all tied up in different program spendings. I did a count of this, John, 400 different spending programs coming out of Gavin Newsom's office. But besides that, you know what, John? Gavin Newsom is a Giants fan, so maybe the A's just aren't on his radar.
Yes, that would explain it. Although, you know, if he's winning fans back to his governorship, giving money to Oakland would secure that part of the Bay. Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution, writing California on My Mind. The A's are doing very well, by the way. So are the San Francisco Giants. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.